This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Donald Trump wins the U.S. presidential race. The current chicken shortage forces a major restaurant to close three of its outlets. Government to expand operating hours of service vehicles at the National Disabilities Unit. And the Minister of State and the Ministry of Health defends the ministry's stewardship of the sector. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Donald Trump will return to the White House after claiming a stunning U.S. election victory over Democratic opponent Kamala Harris. Mr. Trump, who previously served as president between 2017 and 2021, picked up his first swing state after he was declared the winner of North Carolina. Around an hour later, he was declared the winner of Georgia, taking back the state he narrowly lost to Joe Biden in 2020. He was projected as the winner of Pennsylvania shortly after. It's touted as the most pivotal of the seven battleground states. Mr. Trump's victory was confirmed when he surpassed 270 Electoral College votes by winning the state of Wisconsin, and he remains on course to claim all seven swing states. Speaking at the party's headquarters in Florida earlier, Trump vowed to fix the country.
Frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country and maybe beyond. And now it's going to reach a new level of importance because we're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. And we made history for a reason tonight, and the reason is going to be just that.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. A major restaurant chain in Barbados has been forced to close three of its outlets due to the shortage of chickens in the country. Managing Director of Chicken Barn Limited, Peter Hynum, tells Starcom Network News, while chicken shortages are a perennial problem, this year has been the worst for his establishment.
Well, right now, I can only open three out of my six locations and operating with chickens that are very much smaller than the standard that I would have. So right now, I have to double up on my portions. So where before you guys would sell you a quarter chicken, I will sell you a half at the price of a quarter. So it has affected me severely.
He said he may get chicken sometime next week.
Yeah, I've been assured by my supplier that sometime next week, they can't say if it's early, middle, or towards the end of the week, I should be able to get chickens my size again. These would not be fresh chickens, but these would be frozen chickens.
Managing Director of Chicken Barn Limited, Peter Hynum. The Barbados Light and Power has linked yesterday's power outage to a fault on its 24 kilovolt transmission near St. Barnabas, St. Michael, which affected a significant part of the country, especially the southern and eastern parts of the island. In a statement last night, the company indicated an investigation has been launched into the cause of the outage. The company added that its protective systems activated promptly to isolate the fault as its crews responded immediately to restore power as quickly as possible. They stressed that the restoration efforts began within 30 minutes of the outage and power was fully restored to affected customers by 7 p.m. Government will expand the operating times of its service vehicles at the National Disabilities Unit to ensure people with disabilities have access on evenings, during the week, and weekends. This was announced by Prime Minister Mia Motley during her contribution to the debate in Parliament on the resolution on a national policy for improving the lives of people with disabilities.
Madam Deputy Speaker, we have had as an independent of being able to ensure that there is duty-free access for persons bringing in vehicles that will facilitate the mobility of persons with disabilities. I am happy that we have started the process of ensuring the expansion of vehicular capacity at the National Disabilities Unit. There were previously 3 vans. We have committed to another 2. And today I announce that we must put in place the services for those vans to be available in the evening and weekends readily when persons with disabilities need access to them, because it is not only 8 to 4 or 8 to 5 that those vehicles are needed.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Meantime, Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael, defends the ministry's stewardship over the country's healthcare system, stressing that workers have gone above and beyond to ensure lives are saved in Barbados. He was responding to criticisms raised by Barbadians, highlighted by various media outlets.
I would also be equally the first to celebrate the hardworking men and women across the length and breadth of our healthcare system, who are making tremendous contributions and saving lives on a daily basis and providing exceptional health care to the men and women and children of this country. So whilst we acknowledge that there are challenges, whilst we acknowledge that there is a significant need for improvement, especially as it relates to those who live with disabilities and all vulnerable groups for that matter, I want to be able today on this floor to say that I must defend and I must speak highly of the many women and men who go forward every single day to make a tremendous contribution and to serve the people of our country in our healthcare system.
He also wants insurance companies to provide coverage for people with disabilities.
It has come to my attention that there are insurance companies, whether here in Barbados or even across the region, across the world, where there's a level of discrimination when it comes to persons living with disabilities. They consider them to be pre-existing conditions, and in some cases, they are hesitant and even refuse to offer health insurance coverage, even life insurance coverage, to persons living with disabilities. I therefore want to use this space and this time that I have to implore our various insurance providers in Barbados. There are many places across the world that have found creative policies and creative structures to policies that would allow for them to be able to incorporate and include and provide coverage for persons living with disabilities. There should not be a person living with disabilities in our country that is declined or discriminated against relative to health insurance in our country.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. Barbados is expected to get a boost in tourist arrivals from the North American market this winter season as American Airlines resumes its daily service from JFK International in New York. This was revealed by Acting Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism and Marketing Incorporated, Craig Hines, who stressed that the sector will see an additional 25,000 seats with added capacity from the airline's inaugural flight from Philadelphia.
This winter, thanks to the effort of the VTMY team, those in New York and those here at head office, we expect that we should see 25,000 seats from JFK alone from the introduction of this flight. As Jose also said, there is impending inaugural on Saturday, which we will see the launch of the route from Philadelphia, which we expect will add another 3,900 seats flying to Barbados from the U.S. market.
He stressed that Barbados has seen over 100,000 visitors from the United States so far.
This renewed service arrives at a pivotal point in our tourism journey. As Barbados' tourism sector sees robust growth, our partnership with American Airlines has been instrumental in allowing us to share Barbados with the U.S. and also the rest of the world. Year to date, we have seen over 170,000 arrivals to these shores from the United States. And I think that American Airlines has a very big role to play in that.
Acting Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism and Marketing Incorporated, Craig Hines. Recapping the headlines. Donald Trump wins the U.S. presidential race. The current chicken shortage forces a major restaurant to close 3 of its outlets. Government to expand operating hours of service vehicles at the National Disabilities Unit. And the Minister of State in the Ministry of Health defends the ministry's stewardship of the sector. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.